Hi, I'm Vivian Williams with headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. Tick season continues to be in full bloom, and you likely know that getting bitten by a tick can cause Lyme disease. Well, that's not all. People who get bitten by a black-legged tick have a higher than expected chance of being exposed to more than one pathogen at the same time. That's according to research published in the journal PLOS ONE. The researchers found ticks are almost twice as likely to be infected with two things: the bacteria that causes Lyme disease and the protozoan that causes babesiosis. Lyme disease can cause a rash at the tick site that looks like a bullseye, flu-like symptoms, and joint pain. Babesiosis causes flu-like symptoms. Now, this means healthcare providers and the public need to be particularly alert to the possibility of multiple infections coming from the same tick bite. And from Mayo Clinic, researchers examined the physical act of reading to see if practicing eye movements in school could lead to better early reading fluency. Rapid eye movements are required for the physical act of reading. Previous studies have shown that eye movements are not fully developed at the age when children begin to learn to read. Eye movements in younger kids are imprecise, so they need to make their eyes go back and forth to read text, leading to slower reading rate and poor reading fluency. And it may affect reading comprehension and academic performance. Here's Dr. Amal Starling.
What that might mean is there might be a critical learning period during that kindergarten to third grade time where we can get our biggest bang for our buck, kind of, so to speak, where if we can teach the physical act of reading, that we can actually make a huge improvement in reading fluency and make a huge impact on, you know, the youth and education.
Well, this next story has a big wow factor. A man with almost no hair on his body has grown a full head of it after a new treatment by doctors at Yale University. The man had alopecia, an incurable disease that left him hairless. Now, this is the first reported case of a successful targeted treatment for this condition. He also grew hair in his face and body. The treatment was a drug for rheumatoid arthritis. Now, the researchers hope to start clinical trials to see if this drug in cream form works for other people. And finally, sunscreen. We know it protects from sunburn, but there's been questions about whether it reduces the risk of melanoma, the deadliest form of skin cancer. Well, research from Texas Biomedical Research Institute shows, yes, it does. They found the incidence of malignant melanoma in adulthood can be reduced by the consistent use of sunscreen in infancy and childhood. So, lather up before you go out. And that's a look at headlines from the Mayo Clinic News Network. I'm Vivian Williams.